As you arrive for work for your scheduled shift, waiting for you is all of your service's master keys, and a note that reads, "You are the boss now. Please fix teamwork." As the new head of the service, with unlimited resources, how would you improve the teamwork within your department? Recently, we asked some EMS providers just that. What would you recommend to improve teamwork? It has been over 2 years since we visited the topic of teamwork between providers, including our discussion with Dr. Eduardo Salas in October 2011, who provided tips to improve teamwork amongst providers. Now, each EMS service is different, each with its own characteristics that impact teamwork. Here's what they had to say.
I work at a standalone EMS service. We have two EMTs on each truck. If my administrator asked how to improve teamwork, I would recommend that individuals be set up with a permanent partner, someone that they could expect to be on every shift with them. You end up in a dynamic with your partner that you can't always figure out with someone you may not have worked with before. And I think that leads to better communication between the two of you and ultimately a more cohesive environment to better care for a patient.
I work at a standalone EMS service. We have a EMT, paramedic, or paramedic, ambulance service depending on the day. If my administrator asked how to improve teamwork, I would recommend creating a strong sense of camaraderie within the service and a pride for the service to help create a common ground for employees to relate to.
I work at a standalone EMS service. We have either two EMTs or a paramedic and an EMT on an ambulance. If my administrator asked me how to improve teamwork, I would recommend that at the beginning of every shift, the partners would pull an ALS or BLS scenario from a hat and then talk through how they would go about the call, what roles they think they should be taking, and also their partners' roles.
I work at Western Carolina EMS Service. We have an EMT basic on an ambulance. My administrator asked how to improve teamwork, I would recommend being paired with partners that you can connect better with, as this would allow for better service. I would also recommend having a better system in place that designates who does what in terms of patient contact and info gathering in a more sophisticated, constructive manner.
I work at a fire-based EMS service. We have paramedics and EMTs on the ambulances. If my administrator asked how to improve teamwork, I would recommend pairing partners who don't normally work together with themselves.
I work for a standalone EMS service. We have two EMT basics on an ambulance. If my administrator asks how to improve teamwork, I would recommend letting each team member actively taking part in the decision-making process and making each team member feel integral in the decision-making process.
I work at a fire-based EMS service, and we have a mixed crew. It depends. Sometimes it's EMT-EMT, sometimes it's EMT-paramedic. If my administrator asks how to improve teamwork, I would recommend that we have a set list of things that need to be done for each scenario, because where I work, sometimes it depends on who you're working with and how they want things to be done, and it changes person by person.
I work at a standalone EMS service. We have paramedics and EMTs on ambulances. If my administrator asked how to improve teamwork, I would suggest practicing mock scenarios, calls where medical providers are assessed how they interact, and then giving feedback to improve their communication skills.
The better the teamwork and communication amongst providers, the better the overall safety of the organization. As we have learned from our teamwork experts and research over the years, better teamwork leads to better performance on the ambulance. Continue to follow us as we wrap up the fifth and final year of the MSARN study, ending in June with the Safety Culture and Sleep Quality and Fatigue Studies. Finally, a thank you to all of our providers from this month who sent us their recordings from across the nation. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to podcast.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name's Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.